Tom, you tell me something about the Mexican Laredo and the American Laredo. You said it's not, it's sort of just one.
It's one community. We never looked at somebody and say, well, he comes from Laredo. When you go to party here, or you go to party over there, either nobody, they say, well, he's from Laredo, or he's from Laredo. We're from both Laredo, so everybody looks at it this way. And both people in Laredo and Laredo get along real well. You don't find this all up and down the border, but this is one of the communities that you will find it in. And every party that you go through, I don't care who's having a party or anything, you'll find people from Mexico, mm-hmm. from across the river, and from Laredo.
Mm-hmm. Which language, when you're working in Mexico on the ranch, which language did you speak?
Spanish.
Did you speak this Tex-Mex, or did you?
At first I did, because I couldn't find, when you end up speaking two language, bilingual, you don't have really command of either language.
Mm-hmm.
So what helped me a lot when I moved to Mexico, and then I had to work with people that I knew, some knew English, but in my business dealings they knew English, but it's, you know, I didn't figure it was incorrect to talk to them in English, since it was their country, so I talked to them in Spanish, and I found myself, I found it pretty hard.
Mm-hmm.
Because
speaking pure Spanish.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
And then, like when I go to Mexico, the person just knows Spanish. Sometimes I find it pretty hard because we have that Tex-Mex, and the person might not know English. So sometimes I'll get stuck on certain words.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just because of a habit. Now, I won't get stuck in English. I can speak English. I can go up to anywhere, I don't know, New York, Colorado, or Louisiana, any place, and I can speak English all the way through. But when I go up to Mexico, I'll get stuck on words because I'm not used to speaking strictly Spanish.
Mm-hmm.
And I found myself getting stuck this way when I'd go down into Mexico where people did not know any English at all.
Mm-hmm.
I'd have to stop and think, and I'd say, well, what's this word? It's this today. I knew what the word I wanted to use, but I'd forgotten the word since I didn't use it that much.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought I knew a lot of Spanish till I went to live over there. And I found out, I learned about 10 times as much Spanish as I knew, because I had to talk to all the people at the ranch and at the farm.
Mm-hmm.
In Spanish, they did not know any English at all. So I learned quite a bit more Spanish than I actually knew.
Mm-hmm.
So this helped quite a bit.
How are the people in Mexico different from here? How do they behave? You were telling me about the touching bit?
Yeah, well, they have different habits that I've been brought on, you know, from parents to parents. And when they admire a boy or a girl, they usually touch that person because they have, they say, if not, you give them the mal, or you give them the bad eye.
Mm-hmm.
And something might happen to them. And maybe this is just, you know, something that came on, like, you know, they say, if you break them, or it's someone years bad luck, like a,
mm-hmm.
But this has been brought on by, I think, centuries, and people still do it. I mean, you won't, unconsciously, that, you know, I'll do it sometimes unconsciously,
mm-hmm.
you know. Or, and I think it's just a habit, it's just,
mm-hmm. Do people do that over here?
You'll find out customs that are in Mexico that are here in the States.
Mm-hmm.
Because we know all the holidays, what Mexico celebrates, and there's no Thanksgiving in Mexico.
Mm-hmm.
There's no such a day.
Mm-hmm.
And you'll find the people in Laredo will eat, they might not have the day off, or, you know, they don't close the business that day.
Mm-hmm.
But you'll find them eating turkey that day. You know, because it's just
in Mexican variety?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
They'll eat turkey because they'll come over here to eat.